What exactly did Hillary say? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I keep hearing that Hillary Clinton dissed Martin Luther King during one of her Q&A sessions in New Hampshire by crediting the Civil Rights Act to a white president, Lyndon Johnson, instead of to Dr. King. And I ask myself, well, I know she can be cold and calculating, but is someone who wants to be president going to stand up and diss MLK? I don't think so. So I went back to her original comments. Now, Barack Obama had been talking about the importance of the inspirational speeches that he's based his campaign on and was pointing out that John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. also delivered such speeches. Mrs. Clinton, who thinks experience is more important than speeches, was trying to turn his argument back on him, pointing out that these men didn't just give speeches.
President Kennedy was in the Congress for 14 years. He was a war hero. He was a man of great accomplishments.
No debate there. Then she talked about MLK.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a movement. He was gassed. He was beaten. He was jailed.
In other words, he had experience. Then she mentioned LBJ.
And then he worked with President Johnson to get the civil rights laws passed.
Now, was she saying that Martin Luther King was somehow inferior to a white president? No. She was saying that King got a president to do the right thing. And I know we're all desperate for controversy, but there's only one word for the debate that's broken out over this particular speech. Bogus. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.